there. I don't know how long it is, so we'll just wait till we get the full and clean report. So he's, I would list him as very doubtful. Flute. Enstrom's maintenance, the same issue. He's fine to play, and we'll keep playing him. But on, especially on back-to-back practice days, then he doesn't need to be out there. Well, it was something else. I mean, Andrew Ladd took four assaults in about 2 minutes. I mean, the stick across the face. I mean, I think you're gonna. I think some of it's a function of this break, and I don't know how it is, but you're seeing it around. Like all the other games, there's some funny spills and guys toe picking and goalies falling down, and then it's also a function of the intensity of the playoff race. But there were people running into each other all over the ice, and fortunately, we're unfortunate with the James, but there could have been a bunch more.
You're on a really good goal right now, and some of the players in there are talking about it still being wanting to raise the bar. Is that kind of a byproduct for a coach to hear that?
Well, we can get better. You know, I mean, we have to look at, we absolutely have to approach where we are as that. I mean, there hasn't been a game that we played that, listen, our compete is good, and I want to be careful how I phrase it, you know, but that has to be our absolute attitude every day that we come to the rink, that there's a way that we can get better. I truly believe that this team can play a better game of hockey, and it's not from a lack of desire. That's if you're saying what's the one asset that we've brought to the table every night, I think we got a good bunch of real competitive guys. So in the mistakes that we've made, we've blocked a shot or got a great save or worked really hard. But in terms of being a pretty efficient functioning team, we've got lots of room to get better with that, and that takes time. So what you're hoping for is that your compete and your drive can carry and buy you all that kind of time till you can get to the team that you look and say, you played a really efficient game tonight. You worked hard, you worked real smart, and you were sharp. Well, we can get better there.
How much trust do you have in Hillerby and Hardy?
Yeah, quite a bit. And I thought there's not a lot of big, strong guys that can move. They're just, you know, or if they do, they're really limited in terms of what they can move the puck. And I'm not expecting either one of those guys to go coast to coast, but I'd say that of 75% of the National Hockey League. But they're big, they move well, they can finish checks, and they've played now they've been, I think, efficient. There's an example of it. It's not a flashy game from them, but they're killing penalties and playing good, solid minutes, and they're positionally very sound. The amount of penalties, just by us or everybody in general? By us, yeah. So, no, you know what? We got to learn how to do that too. And I can remember standing on the bench in Russia going, man, the NHL refs are good. You know, I mean, I've coached in four leagues, and the refs in this league are so far better than any place else. It's shocking. And we take too many penalties. So the answer in part is yes. All right, so we're trying to play at a real high intensity level. And we're trying to learn how to do that. I mean, our sticks, I mean, we are responsible for the outcome. There's going to be calls you don't like, and there's going to be calls when you watch in the video that you feel are unfair, but you can watch pretty much every game and find a call that you not necessarily got away with. But it's more of a mentality of completely shutting the calls out and stop taking as many as you're taking, without losing any of your competitive edge. So I don't want to call it discipline, yes, but there is a piece of that is just discipline. We just haven't learned how to play as hard as we're playing now and keep your sticks on the ice, you know, but you don't want to lose that edge. So it goes with everything else. That's a longer process. You know, changing your systems, you can do a little. We don't want to lose that fight and that compete. We're going to take some penalties. We're a big, strong team, and we want to play aggressive hockey. But we got to take responsibility for that. You know, so I'm not saying, hey, we're not getting the calls. That's not what I'm saying at all. I think there's a piece of this that we own that we have to get better at. And that piece, you know, It was part of what we talked about today.
Any more thoughts on your line changes after you had a night to sleep on them? How they performed yesterday?
I liked it. Yeah. You know, they each got a goal. I think you're going to see some movement on our left wing. I think sometimes depending upon the opposition, having some speed with Jokinen and Byfuglien, I like that, you know, and both Jokinen and Byfuglien can make some plays. Having all that speed with Scheifele and Wheeler at times is great, and at other times it's, I don't want to say redundant, but they're maybe moving a little too fast. So, you know, the game-winning goal is the 3-1 goal, and for me, in some ways, that's the game-winning goal because that puts it out of reach. Is a function of that great speed. I mean, Wheeler can beat a guy like Shea Weber, one of the best in the world. I'm not sure that you need everybody on that line to be able to do it. So I had that concept when I first put the lines together. It was not having coached the team, and then about a week after, started to see, you know, what's each line good at, what do they need. You know, the other thing is Chris Thorburn was very, very good there too, and with Scheifele and Wheeler. So I think you're going to see a little movement on the left wing, depending on the opposition, the D pairings, the matchup, all that. Okay.